Coach, how you doing today?
Great, doing well.
Couple days off, couple days to kind of sit and think. And what are you doing over this weekend? You watching a lot of football yesterday? What does your weekend look like?
No, working on Tampa yesterday, and did get to watch their game. But you know, we have all the preseason games, of course, open with the Jets and stuff from last year. So we have plenty to do there. But no, we're on Tampa.
So you were on Tampa studying them. You watched their game in full and in real time yesterday, or is that you still?
Yeah, I saw most of them in real time. Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you brought them up because they're in a unique situation with Tampa. I mean, you practiced with them, you played against them last month. How would you characterize where they are now versus where they were when you saw them extensively last month?
Well, I think last month was just a totally different situation. That was both teams kind of just running their basic stuff, letting the players play and evaluating the players and trying to create some situations so that the players could learn from them and we could communicate them from the coaching staff to the signal callers to the players, stuff like that. I mean, now we're in a totally competitive situation where we're trying to game plan and attack each other's weaknesses and try to get to our strengths and so forth. So it's a whole different deal. I think that was a very good period for our team those days. Those practice sessions, we learn a lot from them, but it's a lot different now.
You mentioned your strengths, your two games in. What have you learned about your team so far?
Well, I think every team in the league, including us, certainly, still has a lot of things that we need to work on. And so we'll do that this week as we prepare for Tampa. But in all three phases of the game, we need to improve on everything, our fundamentals, our techniques, our execution, situational football, you name it.
I want to get into some of the specifics from Thursday night's game. It's been years, and no exaggeration, literally years since your third down conversion rate was so low like it was in that game. What do you think the biggest factors were for the lack of efficiency?
Well, quite a few long yardages, that's one. And, overall, just not good enough execution. Jets did a good job, but we've got to do better, and we've done better. So, and hopefully we'll do better.
It seemed as if there were some communication issues between Brady and his receivers during the game. I know you've heard that it's been talked about a lot, but why does that occur? What's behind that?
What's behind?
Why does that? Why does that happen? I mean, is there something about the offense that is complex?
I think you see that with every team. There's always situations where quarterback sees one thing, receiver sees something else. Sometimes, depending on what the route is that you have on, there's an adjustment that needs to be made. And hopefully you see it the same way, but that's not always the case. So, it's making sure that if there is an adjustment, that it's that both guys see it the same way. So, and sometimes that's the quarterback not seeing it the way the receiver's seeing it. Sometimes it's the receiver not seeing the coverage properly.
I guess that's what I'm asking is from a football perspective, what are they each looking at? I mean, if there's a play where Brady and one of his receivers,
it depends on the route and it depends on the defense. But it could be the corner, it could be the safety, it could be the in zone coverage, it could be the slot to curl defender, it could be the hook defender. It could be any one number of guys depending on what the route is and what adjustment you're trying to make.
Do they communicate with does a quarterback and receiver communicate with each other with a look or anything, or do they just need to both recognize the same thing and act appropriately because of it?
Well, it depends. There could be a communication as to what route to run, but there's also post-snap recognition after the ball snapped that the receiver might have to make an adjustment to his route, and quarterback might have to understand that we're adjusting the route because of the coverage they're in, and we don't have a good route against that coverage, so we change it when we see what it is.
We know what the team has been offensively the last several years, a perennial top five offensive team. The Patriots have been. You've had a lot of turnover offensively in the offseason with your skill positions. Did you anticipate the beginning part of the season, first couple of games, would go like this? Not in terms of, okay, I know this is going to be a 13-10 game, but did you anticipate that there would be, we'd look at the offense and say, that's really a work in progress. It might struggle a little bit.
Well, I think we got a lot of work to do as an entire football team. I wouldn't say that any part of our game is where it needs to be or where I think it will be. So we need to keep improving in every aspect, offense, defense, special teams, running game, passing game, you name it. I think there's a lot of work to be done. It's middle of September. We play two games. We've got a long way to go, and hopefully we can continue to get better at everything.
You said after the game that Brady was one of the greatest leaders you've ever been around. What are the qualities that he has that lead you to say that?
Well, he does his job, and he's very team-oriented. So I think that's really what leadership is.
It's just putting the team in front of yourself?
In decision-making, yes, and being able to do your job so that everybody can count on you. I mean, I think that's what defines leadership.
Is it just in action, or is it verbally as well? Or is that even necessary to be to be considered a great leader? Do you have to be a spokesman?
I think probably the more you talk about leadership, probably the less leadership there is. I mean, Troy Brown's as good a leader as any player I've ever coached, and as we all know, Troy Brown wasn't a very vocal guy, but he was a great leader. He played offense, he played defense, he played special teams, he covered slot receivers, he returned kicks, he blocked kicks, he covered kicks, he did whatever the team needed him to do to the best of his ability, and he always put the team first. So did Teddy Bruschi. That's what leadership is. I don't think it's about the guy who talks the loudest. I mean, there's different styles of leadership, but I don't think that's any kind of prerequisite. The prerequisites are doing your job and doing it with the best interest of the team.
I think Troy's making up for his lack of talking now. He's a member of the media, you know, one of these talking heads. Now, you know, I love doing this research here. I'm going to keep it going, see how far it goes. But the Patriots versus the Jets since you've been here. Now, I gave you this last year. I want to know if you know this off the top of your head. Playoff games included. Your record versus the Jets since you've been here.
Well, we beat them more than they beat us. I know that.
20-9. So you're 29 against the Jets. What's the significance to you of that lopsided record against a team that, look, everybody here, and most people in New England hate the Jets. I'm sure you're aware of that. But what's the significance of a record like that against that opponent?
Well, I think to do well in your division, you've got to be your division teams. That's where it starts. There are 16 games on the schedule, and every one of them is important. But in order to do well in your division, you've got to be able to compete against the teams in your division. I think you can go back and look it up, but the number of teams that have had that have won the division that haven't had a winning record in that division is long odds. You know, so the chances of you winning your division if you can't beat your division teams aren't very good.
Well, as a natural follow-up, you've won 12 straight against the AFC East. Now, a lot of people look at the AFC East and say, oh, it's not really a great division. But what, in your opinion, what's the degree of difficulty to have 12 straight against opponents who theoretically know you better than anybody else?
Well, every week's a big challenge, and the division games are always tough because, as you say, the teams know each other, the personnel, the coaching schemes. You've used your best stuff against them in the past. They've used their best stuff against you, and you know each other. You know the matchups pretty well. Each game's different, but you know each other well, and it's a high level of competitiveness in those games because you play each other so often, and you're fighting for the same. You know, you're in the same division race, and that makes it all that much more competitive. So, but you know, I can't really worry about what has or happened in the past. We can reflect back on that another time. It's really the challenge that's ahead of us, and right now that's Tampa, and whoever our next division game is, then we'll get ready for that when that comes. But you know, right now we've got to turn to Tampa.
I would think in general, as a coach, as a personnel person in the NFL, one of the most difficult parts of it, of acquiring a player, will be trying to predict the future, right? When you're acquiring a player, you're trying to predict who they're going to be for your team and your system during the years that you have them on your team. How do you factor in a player's injury history in trying to determine what he could be once he's here on your team in a Patriots uniform?
We talk to our medical people, and they evaluate each player and give their basically analysis of what the player's condition or what his situation is currently or as it relates to future years, depending on his age and his position and his experience and so forth. And so we our medical people give us that advice. We take it into consideration, and And that's, say that's how we do it.
Are muscles and pulled muscle, those types of injuries, viewed any differently from contact type injuries?
Well, I mean, every person has their own, their own body, their own physical makeup, and whatever history they have, that's all individual. I don't think there's any two that are the same. At least I can't think of any that, we've had thousands of players come through here, and they all, or that we've evaluated, not all have come through here, but we've evaluated thousands of players, and each guy's got his own unique circumstances and personal medical history. So we just look at the whole composite of each guy and try to put an evaluation on it in some way.
So with Amendola, who there's a lot of people that believe he had he's injury prone, and I don't know if that really word, I don't know if that word exists in your job or not, but for people that believe he is injury prone, how did you look at his past issues and determine that you something you were willing to take a chance on?
We obviously feel very comfortable with Danny and have, and that's why we signed him.
Any updates on his injury?
No.
You also have played we've talked a lot about this. Look, I know you have to play the games that are on your schedule. You had a Thursday game, gotten through that already. But big picture, the viability of Thursday games, a lot of those games look sloppy. How do you feel about playing games on Thursday? Is that something that if you had a vote, or if you had a choice of taking that out, is that something you would eliminate?
Well, I don't have any vote in it, so it doesn't really matter what I think. Every team in the league has a Thursday night game, or a Thursday game, right? Between Thanksgiving and Thursday. I mean, every team has it scheduled once during the year, so we all have to play one. That's what it is. It's not my decision to make whether I agree with it or not. It didn't really make any difference.
Well, we know you got to play Tampa this weekend. We'll look forward to watching that. We thank you for your time, as always.
All right, sounds good.
All right,
see you next week.
Thank you, Coach.